More jobless data.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here this Thursday morning. It's the morning open. A look at the economy as trading gets started for the day. We're about 20 minutes in. Let's ask the question, where's Wall Street? Numbers are up right now. The S&P up about 0.5%. Same for the Dow. The NASDAQ up about 0.25% right now. European shares up by under 0.25%. And in Asia, stocks rose for the most part. The Chinese benchmark shot up nearly 5%, sparked by better lending news there at big-time banks in China. Japanese shares, however, fell just a bit. We got word this morning on the jobless front. Initial claims for unemployment last week fell to 570,000, but only after the Labor Department revised the prior week's figure up a little bit. Doug Foreman is director of equities at Highmark Capital. He joins us live this morning from the West Coast in San Francisco. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, these numbers we hear from analysts like you, this idea of lower is just not low enough. Isn't this some kind of expectation game? I mean, we wait, we don't hear the news that we want, and then everybody's real pessimistic. I mean, what's behind all of that?
Well, the numbers have just on jobless rates have just remained a little bit stubbornly high. We're obviously in the early stages of recovery, but you know, I think we'd like to see them come down a little bit faster than what they've been doing because at the end of the day, it hits at the sustainability of this early recovery. And, you know, what we have to have is a consumer that has a decent paying job and can afford to buy clothes and groceries and pay their mortgage on time without government intervention on a long-term basis. So we'd like to see a little bit more improvement here in the job market than we're seeing. We are seeing some improvement in temporary help last month, and Monster Online did report that they saw the biggest increase in 4 years in the job index listings. So there are a few early signs that are good, but it has been a little frustrating for us, quite frankly.
Yeah, and we talk about, you said people going out and buying things. I mean, the job numbers tie in directly to what we're seeing in some of the retail numbers that were being reported today, right?
That's right. Overall, you know, some of the retailers are a little bit better than expected, and some are a little bit worse. I'd say, you know, overall, we're expecting them to be mixed, and Labor Day is a week later this year, so people have a little bit more time in September to shop, and obviously that's not good for August sales, but if you don't have a job, you know, you're not going to be likely to go out and spend a lot of money on things.
Certainly. Doug Foreman joining us from San Francisco. Doug, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
We did get some positive indication about the global economy. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, said this morning that the recession may already be done in some places. The OECD forecasts show expansion in the third quarter as measured by gross domestic product in the United States and the Eurozone. Today, federal officials ordered airlines to replace airspeed sensors of the kind suspected in the Air France crash off the coast of South America. And Boeing and Airbus have been battling it out for years over the issue of European subsidies. Tomorrow, round one will come to a head. The World Trade Organization is expected to make a ruling in Boeing's favor. Let's check in with our European correspondent, Stephen Beer, joining us from London this morning. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, Steve.
What exactly is tomorrow's decision about?
Well, the WTO is expected to uphold a complaint lodged by Boeing and the US 5 years ago that Airbus has been getting illegal state aid, that European governments have lent Airbus more than $15 billion in development money, and that amounts to an illegal subsidy.
So what does that mean for Boeing?
Well, if, as we expect, the WTO does uphold the Boeing complaint, it could theoretically mean that the US would be able to threaten massive trade sanctions against the EU unless this launch aid, as it's called, this launch lending comes to an end. Of course, it's not as simple as that because the EU has launched a counterclaim arguing that Boeing itself is receiving illegal subsidies in another guise. We're talking here about things like local tax breaks and grants and the fact that Boeing benefits from huge government defense contracts. Now, it's going to be at least 6 months before the WTO makes a ruling on that case.
It sounds like, Stephen, tomorrow's ruling could be the first of many rounds.
Indeed. It could be 4 or 5 years before this is resolved. And most observers feel that if the US and the EU want to avoid a transatlantic trade war over this, the two companies are going to just have to sit down and hammer out an agreed framework on how to finance aircraft production.
All right. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, joining us live this morning. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
The European Union wants to take a closer look at the $7 billion Oracle Sun Microsystems deal. EU regulators say they're concerned about competition. Officials say it could mean higher prices and limited choice for database software.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, sponsoring the retirement planning documentary Retirement Revolution, September 15th on PBS. Local listings at pbs.org. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Some changes may be headed for YouTube. The website that features all kinds of homemade videos and pop culture clips could become a movie rental powerhouse. The Google-owned website is reportedly in talks with major studios about streaming films online for a fee. Marketplace's Sam Eaton reports.
Call it a win-win. Hollywood is seeing DVD sales erode faster than expected, and YouTube is seeking new ways to make money beyond its core advertising model. That's what's driving negotiations between YouTube and studios like Lionsgate and Warner Brothers. Offering fee-based movie rentals online is nothing new. iTunes, Amazon.com, and Netflix have done this for some time. What is new is YouTube's vast audience. YouTube has garnered about 40% of the online video market. That means studios could potentially reach many more viewers by offering movies on the site. The test will be whether YouTube's millions of users will shell out cash for studio movies rather than just watching another free clip of a piano-playing cat. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's some fun stuff. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.